Shares in both Amazon and Google's parent company Alphabet are hovering around $1,000 this week. There are only a handful of other companies that trade that high. And Amazon's stock is now up about 35% this year. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She's in New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what does it mean to trade at 1,000? Is there any significance to that?
You know, I think the significance is really symbolic. It just shows how demand, how in demand these companies are. It's sort of a sign of success, right? And a lot of people say you can thank Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha, for that. Remember, he famously doesn't split Berkshire Hathaway stock, which is now trading, I think, over $247,000
right.
a share. Who doesn't want to be in the same sentence with Warren Buffett? So it's just a sort of sign that these are really the winners of the market right
but
now.
But don't companies, when their shares get so high, often decide to split the stock?
Yeah, they used to, but stock splits in general have declined. You know, some experts say with so many people investing in the market through managed funds, the fee rationale for doing it's gone away. But also remember, in the past, companies split their stock to make it easier for small investors to afford it, right? Have more people buy in. But Amazon, Google, these type of companies aren't interested in having more shareholders to answer to. They'd like to maintain as much control as possible. Remember, when Google last split back in 2014, they actually created a class of non-voting shares. So a lot has changed in the market. Doesn't mean they're not going to, by the way, but it seems like they're certainly in no rush.
Well, what is happening at Google and Amazon right now that's causing these shares to go up so much?
Listen, they're just delivering. In fact, when you look at, I would say, all of the FANG stocks, that's a big buzzword right now, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google, they are growing earnings, users, they're quickly entering new markets. Now, not all of those stocks are trading near $1,000. A couple of them are far away from it, in fact. But these are the companies that seem to be, what I would say, moving ahead of their customer, right? They're anticipating where people are going as opposed to chasing the market and trying to figure it out. And that's what investors want.
Maggie, while we have you, I want to ask you about another story in the business world today. Goldman Sachs is facing criticism over its purchase of nearly $3 billion in Venezuelan bonds. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. And the fear is that they're propping up the Maduro government.
Yeah, we did this on our show today, and I don't think this is going to go away. We're kind of going from fangs back to the vampire squid. Remember that sort of PR handle that Goldman just couldn't get out from under? They are coming under fire for purchasing bonds. It's actually issued by the state-run oil company, PDVSA. Now, in a statement to CNN, Goldman tells us, listen, we didn't deal directly with the Venezuelan government. These are bonds that other emerging market investors, other firms hold, JP Morgan, BlackRock, T. Rowe Price, and that ultimately we believe we're making a long-term bet on Venezuela rebounding. But we spoke to critics. I had one on my show today who say they are not buying this. That money showed up directly in the government account. They say it's essentially providing a lifeline for Maduro. And the deal Goldman struck, they got them at a serious discount, which means that the rate on it is really high, loan shark type rates, and that they're going to profit. The critics are saying they'll profit while Venezuelans, the average person, is starving and dying from a lack of medicine. We just had one of our colleagues, Nick Payton Walsh, come back, and the situation's dire. So we saw protests at Goldman's offices in New York yesterday. They weren't huge, but a lot of people calling these hunger bonds and profiteering at the expense of, you know, the average person. So I think there's going to be a lot of calls that are going to get louder for Goldman and these other banks to reconsider and divest.
That's Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.